Testy in Milwaukee. The GOP debaters continued their feuding, continued their plays to the audience and to each other last night.
Thank you, Donald, for allowing me to speak at the debate. That's really nice of you. Really appreciate that.
Jeb Bush with some icy sarcasm for Donald Trump. And when questioned about his proposed wall between the U.S. and Mexico, Trump had some choice words for candidate Ohio Governor John Kasich. B-words.
Let me just...
Built an unbelievable company worth billions and billions of dollars. I don't have to hear from this man. Believe me.
12 million illegal immigrants to send them back, 500,000 a month, is just not possible. And it's not embracing American values. And even having this conversation sends a powerful signal. They're doing high fives in the Clinton campaign right now when they hear this.
Let me just tell you that Dwight Eisenhower moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country, moved them just beyond the border, they came back. Moved them again beyond the border, they came back. Didn't like it. Moved them way south, they never came back. Dwight Eisenhower.
That was the extent of the debate over immigration. Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson and the other candidates picked up on the economy.
Yes, problems have gotten much worse under Democrats. But the truth is, this government has been growing bigger and bigger, more corrupt, less effective, crushing the engine of economic growth for a very long time. This isn't about just replacing a Democrat with a Republican now. It's about actually challenging the status quo of big government.
Every time we raise the minimum wage, the number of jobless people increases. It's particularly a problem in the black community.
Candidate Ted Cruz noted something that was hard to argue with.
There are more words in the IRS code than there are in the Bible, and not a one of them is as good.
While candidate Marco Rubio and candidate Rand Paul delivered some propositions that seemed difficult to actually test to see if they were true.
For the life of me, I don't know why we have stigmatized vocational education. Welders make more money than philosophers. We need more welders and less philosophers.
But the bottom line is, if you want less income inequality, move to a city with a Republican mayor or a state with a Republican governor.
Marco Rubio eventually pivoted to his favorite topic, foreign policy. It's an issue he's been hitting hard throughout these debates.
We can't even have an economy if we're not safe. There are radical jihadists in the Middle East beheading people and crucifying Christians. A radical Shia cleric in Iran trying to get a nuclear weapon. The Chinese taking over the South China Sea. Yes, I believe the world is a safer... I know that the world is a safer and better place when America is the strongest military power in the world.
Some of the feel, some of the intensity, and some of the issues there in the debate. We go now to Cynthia Henderson, who's president of the Florida Federation of Republican Women. Cynthia, how are you feeling about what happened and the eight candidates up there on stage?
Clearly, it's election time, listening to all the different people on stage and all the opinions. But I think last night what I enjoyed most was hearing candidates actually talk about the substance of how to run our country and the policies that are needed, you know, to keep the country safe and to improve the economy and those sorts of things that Americans really care about. They don't care about the petty politics. They care about hearing for the first time, where does each candidate stand and how would they be a leader, you know, if they were in the White House? And I think that was refreshing. We'll put it that way. Not as frustrating as before, certainly.
Are you done with the wall idea, the wall discussion, or do you think that's going to continue all the way to the convention?
Well, I think that immigration is an important issue. You know, it's been back and forth. Marco Rubio tried to, you know, take some effort to get ideas out there, you know, in his role as senator and wasn't successful. You know, Jeb wrote a book on it that really showed his compassion, you know, in the history of America and how we got to where we are today. You know, it's an important issue when it comes to politics. It's an important issue day to day. I doubt it, really, you know, and especially in Florida, you can't deport everybody out of the country. They're an integral part of our workforce.
One of the issues of substance that Jeb Bush talked about, and we'll end here, is the immigration debate, and I think you could probably say this about some of the other things that were talked about in this debate and some others, that Jeb Bush suggested that they're doing high fives right now in the Clinton campaign when they hear this. Do you think the Clinton campaign is overjoyed by the way this debate went, what Jeb was saying there, and just in general how all these debates have gone?
Well, I think they have to be more pleased than the Republicans, obviously, on how the debates have gone and how the questions are. You know, they just gave her softballs in the debate I saw that she was in. So I think they always get a lot of good material for when they're challenging one of our Republicans as a result of these debates, you know, when they're going after it from a personal perspective. But, you know, what's important is we're not going after what candidate in high school would win most popular. I want the candidate that's going to win most likely to succeed. And that person obviously is going to have proven executive leadership, you know, and be able to show America that they can run a country. So I think these debates are that. I think the different issues, the immigration issues and all of them will help us to decipher which candidate you fall, you know, you want to fall behind and support and endorse as you move forward in the process. And I think these, you know, these debates are important for that. You definitely get to see the, you know, the, their character and how they can address issues and communicate.
Cynthia Henderson, president of the Florida Federation of Republican Women. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
She spoke to us from Tallahassee.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.